This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
That is the voice of the legendary Toronto Blue Jays radio announcer Tom Cheek, who did the first game ever in Blue Jays history in 77 and worked there for 27 years until he retired in 2004. And that's one of the great calls in baseball history. I've had some great announcers tell me on the PBP, Voices of Baseball podcast, that's one of their favorite calls of all time. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life. And you could argue no one's ever hit a bigger home run in the history of baseball. Joe Carter's home run to end the World Series.
Not Bill Mazeroski?
It's that one and Mazeroski's are the two walk-off homers to win a World Series ever. But Carter's was when they were trailing. So Carter's home run is the only one ever to give a team that was trailing a World Series with a walk-off home run. Just amazing. So, I don't know, I found myself thinking about Toronto baseball and the Cubs in Toronto. This is going to be a very high energy series starting tonight on the Score with a truly really, really good Blue Jays team that we've been trying to figure out how they're so good. And we can talk
about
that.
You've been trying to kill them for about 6 weeks now.
I know, man, because I didn't think it was going to last, and it has. And we can certainly talk about that. But we just talked to Nico Horner, what, an hour and a half ago? And he was at the Sky Dome talking about the new stuff that's there, some of the improvements and everything like that. But you're going to be at that place, at that ball game on Thursday. I've never been to a ball game there. I am envious.
I have been to a football game there, but not a baseball game because the Bears played the Bills there.
Oh, that's right.
So I remember when it happened. I flew into Buffalo because I had never been to Buffalo.
Were they building their new place?
And they did. They were doing. That's when they were doing the thing of like it was like two or three games in Toronto
a
year.
Right. It's like when the Packers used to play in Milwaukee once in a while.
So I've had the chance to watch football, NFL football in Toronto. I've never watched Major League Baseball. So it worked out like with our schedule. I'm basically just going to take a day trip,
dude.
It's a 90-minute flight.
Folks, when you grow up, you know, you got options. And one of your options that you should consider is to become Lawrence Holmes.
No, don't.
Oh, I would. I
literally told Layla not to do that last week.
Did you really? Well, I'm telling people that they should consider it. I mean, you are childless with opportunities to travel that you frequently take. And those of us who have families that we love and adore...
I have a family that I love. I just don't have children.
I mean, like, it's a different when you're responsible for other humans in that way. Now that, you know what I mean. Anyway, I want to go to Toronto. A lot of people would love to do what you're doing. That's really cool.
Come through.
I can't, man. I'm busy. I got stuff.
Oh, all right.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah, I made a promise to myself, like, when I was like, okay, like, this Spiegel and Holmes thing, I think is going to work out. And, like, you should start, like, living now. You should start enjoying some of this stuff that you like.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Yeah. And honestly, between, like, trying to figure some of this stuff out myself as I approached 50, seeing what our buddy Patrick Manley has been doing with his 50th year, mm-hmm. and talking to other people, like, there's definitely sports trips that I want to take. And I like taking sports trips.
Yeah, you do.
A lot. So... this seemed pretty easy. Like, this is a get on the plane in the morning, come back at night type thing with Toronto.
Yeah, when we talk on Thursday after the game, because it's
if we do.
Yeah, if we have a show on Thursday, you'll be there.
Yeah.
And you'll do a hit from the Sky Dome.
Yeah, I'm wondering even if we'll get on the air, but if we do, like, I'll be there. I'll be in Toronto.
It's awesome. And it's like, and here's the thing, the Blue Jays, for at least our youth, and for some of the listeners' youth, there was a while there where they were the model franchise. Like, they built it slow after expansion. It took a long time. But once they hit, man, they hit. When Bobby Cox and Pat Gillick were there and they churned out Bell and Barfield and Mosby as that outfield. And then they traded, in one of my favorite trades ever, they traded for Joe Carter and Tony Fernandez.
And who was on the back end of that deal?
Fred McGriff and yes. Robbie Alomar.
Yeah, that's pretty good for everybody.
There are three Hall of Famers and Tony Fernandez in that trade, and he had an unbelievable career. So, like, that's one of my most legendary trades. Anyway, they built an amazing thing, and then Cito Gaston kept it going and everything like that. And then, you know, there's been a long time since then, but it's still the same ballpark. It's the same place with the Sky Dome, and it's... Man, I envy getting a chance to see it. And this Cubs-Blue Jays thing should be pretty dramatic.
The Cubs need it bad. Like, they need it bad. The Blue Jays are still 4.5 games up on Boston right now, so they don't need it. The Cubs need it. And you never know, but it just seems like the Brewers are not going to lose. It feels like that weight of, like, can you take a deep breath and just be like, whew. Man, they lost. Okay, we have an opportunity to not lose any more ground to them. We can just stop the bleeding for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
And this is an interesting choice that the Cubs have made, too. Like, Ben Brown was scheduled to start, but Assad is healthy, and they're like, you know what? You're back, and you're starting this game. I imagine they're going to piggyback this with Ben Brown if there's a limit on Assad.
It's a very good guess. For those who have not heard, this news broke during our hit with Nico Horner from Toronto, and he handled that bit of radio production like a pro, of course. Javier Assad activated. Miguel Amaya activated. Cubs are keeping three catchers. As Reese McGuire has been very good offensively and defensively.
And John Birdie DFA.
Yeah, John Birdie designated for assignment. So who is the speed off the bench now? I mean, Birdie the other night pinch ran and got thrown out on his loans on his stolen base attempt on pitch number one. So,
well, you're not gonna use Castro for that, right? Because he's your Swiss Army knife, and you might need him to be a defensive replacement in some situations.
I mean, there'll be somebody. You know, I hope it's not Shaw. I hope Matt Shaw plays every night.
He's in the lineup today.
In the lineup tonight, hitting ninth still. I wish he would be moved up, but what are you gonna do? But Assad. Right to the starting rotation and Ben Brown of the bullpen, and could very well be a piggyback like you're talking. We'll see what the limitations are for Javier Assad.
Have you ever been to Toronto?
I have not been to Toronto. No.
It's an interesting place, especially for a Chicagoan. Because you're like, oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This feels very familiar.
It feels Chicago-ish?
It's Diet Chicago. Like, it's a beautiful city.
And this place is called Portillo's.
Right.
Like, it's not quite there.
Exactly. Like, that's what it feels like. Like, you're there, and, like, the way that even the city sits on Lake Ontario is the way, like, if you just invert it, is the way that Chicago sits on Lake Michigan. Like, it's a really weird, like, I remember driving there and being on Lakeshore Drive in Toronto and being like, what's happening right now?
Really?
What's going on?
That's funny.
And obviously, because usually you get tax credits when you do movies and TV shows in Canada, Toronto is usually Chicago. Like, that's usually where stuff is filmed for it to be Chicago, is there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird world now. I know you've got some Hollywood friends. You were on the phone with one of them just last night.
I was.
But like, filming things and where those tax credits are, like, the business. I got friends who work in movies
now
and TV.
Now they're going to Europe. Like, it's easier for people to make stuff in Europe than it is in the United States.
And they're flying all over the country, flying everywhere to go do stuff. I was reading about...
I'm going to Tim Hortons.
Yeah, you should.
Timbits, baby. Get yourself a box of Timbits.
Can you bring me some back, please? I'll pay the tax.
He probably could, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, never mind. I'm going to be gone for...
That's right. Jerry,
forget about that.
Yeah, you're going to be gone. Bring you a box of Timbits and you're not even here.
Timbits, is that their version of the Munchkin?
Yes.
Essentially?
It is.
Timbits.
It's great. Yeah. I love Tim Hortons.
I don't know if I want bits of anybody named Tim.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Glazed or not. In fact, especially not glazed, to be honest.
So can I share with you?
I share a moment with you? Please do.
So this moment happens at Summer League. Okay. So I'm watching the Bulls. And that was another trip. I was like, I've never been to Summer League. I want to go. I'm sitting there watching the Bulls next to Chuck. And Chuck is... I call him legend all the time. He hates when I do that, but it's the truth. And in Canada...
And Chuck Swirsky, by the way, former Toronto Raptors announcer.
If you watch the Vince Carter documentary, Chuck Swirsky is all over that. And to a lot of players that are the Canadian players, when they see Chuck at Bulls games, they get hyped because that's their childhood of them hearing games and him calling those games. So I'm sitting there watching the Bulls play with Chuck, and we're talking, and there's a couple other trips that I'm thinking about making before football season like really gets underway. Like, I kind of want to go to Banff National Park outside of Calgary.
Looks absolutely stunning.
So we were talking about that, and we were talking about Toronto, and obviously you know how I feel about Montreal. And we're having this conversation.
Your future home. Your end game home.
Yeah.
I know.
So we're having this conversation, and Mark Eversley is sitting right in front of us.
Another Toronto veteran.
And he's like, you really like Canada? I'm like, yeah, a lot. He's like, stop talking about Canada. I was like, no, I will not stop talking about Canada because I enjoy myself whenever I go there. And then he was like, you should go to Banff. And I was like, I know.
So there you go.
So it's on the list of things that I want to do. But it was just so funny to be there with the Toronto legend. And I put the T back in there. You're not really supposed to do that. They say Toronto. Like the T, Toronto. That second T doesn't exist.
A lot of people on the text lines echoing your Toronto is Diet Chicago thing. And you know, and it's funny. I never heard it that way. But obviously from like a sketch comedy perspective, these are the two OGs, Chicago and Toronto.
Well, all those people, and the back and forth, like all of
big
this.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Second City, you know.
And the SCTV people.
Yeah, the Outpost in Toronto, and Lorne Michaels is Toronto, and then all the people have gone back and forth, so makes all the sense of the world. By the way, reading about the Blue Jays today, trying to figure out, okay, so why are the Blue Jays good again? Because remember, I've been quizzical about this the whole time.
You mean like drafting everyone's kid? That part?
Thomas Harrigan nails it on MLB.com, and I appreciate it. It's because they were sellers at the deadline last year, but none of those people they acquired are part of them being good. They didn't have a great offseason. I mean, they got Anthony Santander, but he's not having a great year. And Jeff Hoffman, it's like... It's not because of the offseason either. It's that the same batch of guys they had are playing a lot better. That's what happened. Like, Bo Bichette has had an explosion back to what his prime was. Alejandro Kirk has had a much better year. George Springer's season is like out of nowhere.
He's been so good for them.
And his OPS 2 years ago was 648. And it was like, oh, George Springer on the decline. And then all of a sudden this year, it's been freaking remarkable. And I was looking at this. They have the largest increase in weighted on base percentage of any team in baseball. So it is the largest offensive improvement by that very important metric of any team in baseball is the Blue Jays. The Tigers are there, the A's are there, the White Sox are there, and the Cubs are fifth. Those are the five teams who have improved the most offensively, and the Blue Jays haven't really done it with a lot of new acquisitions.
Speaks, let me ask you a question, because as of now, the Blue Jays lineup is not set, and we're, 75 minutes from, I can't do math, but something like that. 105 minutes from the game starting. Do you think this is, hey, we weren't ready for Assad. We might have to change our configuration of the lineup a little bit?
I think that's entirely possible, because Assad is a guy who throws a number of different pitches and is comfortable, you know, using a much deeper array of stuff. And if they had scouted Ben Brown specifically and were looking for his fastball and knuckle curve principally, I could see them needing to adjust that, or at least being granted some additional time to adjust to that, since this was a late change announced about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, like you probably had your nine ready to go, and you're like, huh, I don't know if we change much, but we need to figure out how many of our guys have at bats against him. What does he feature? How do we think Craig might manage this game with Ben Brown? Like, do we keep the guys who we think match up well with him in the lineup because we might see him in this game? Like, it's some interesting, I don't know if it's intentional gamesmanship on the part of the Cubs, but I imagine it would have to be, because you're not just talking about going to any American city. Like, if you got to do some stuff to get guys across the border. So... Huh. He was clearly part of your traveling. Like, I don't think that they called Javier today and was like, hey, man, get your ass to Toronto. Like, I think they probably had him with them. And so maybe it is actual gamesmanship by the Cubs.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Because Assad has not thrown that much. He's thrown 11 total innings in the last month. Allowed 9 hits, 3 walks, 2 runs, struck out 12. He's maxed out at 63 pitches in his 3 rehab outings. So it's not like he's going to go too far. I think you're probably right that it will be a piggyback. But it depends. It depends on what their lineup is going to be because, you know, Council's got three lefties now. He could go to Drew Pomeranz for a couple of innings. Like, if they load up on lefties for Assad or if they load up on certain kind of bats for Assad, he could go go a different route. It should be a fun series. I've been taking cues from some Cub fans that are feeling more positivity than me since the deadline, frankly. And I took some cues from Nico Hoerner today. Like, Nico Hoerner is a very stable, solid dude, and he's doing what they have to do. And he voices it to everybody else. It's like, hey, man, there's lots of good teams that are struggling right now. And there could very well be a World Series team that comes out of a big batch of struggling teams right now. Could be the Mets. Could be the Dodgers who struggled for a while there. Could be the Cubs.
I still... Maybe tomorrow we'll broach this topic. It's weird, though, because I still think that the Cubs are a worthy World Series choice. Like, I don't think that fans should abandon hope for that. The division's a whole different story.
Yeah, but, no, that's fair.
But remember what happens. It gets crazy. There's variance. There's all sorts of stuff. And if you do have two really good starters, you can find yourself in the World Series.
The Tigers started out 59-34. They're 10-17 since. Mm-hmm. That's a 27 game sample. But you're going to look at them and you're going to be like, man, you know, give me Scoobal.
Enjoy Scoobal twice.
Yeah, enjoy Scoobal twice in a 5-game series. Good luck, everybody.
Enjoy all of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.